possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
happy Friday. We would be at the Tour Championship today, but as we told you throughout the course of the show yesterday, chance of rain, they moved those tee times up. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboard, but we are not there as we would have been today, and that is the reason, because of the weather threat, even though as Mike and I came in today, we're like, it doesn't even look like anything's happening. So, that's the situation, man, and that's why we're in studio. But we do have a lot to chop up with you guys. 404-726-0929. And we were talking about the golf. I want to start there. We'll get to the final preseason game of the Falcons here in just a minute. But it's funny because yesterday, as we were talking about who else has a chance to win this tournament, I was saying to Mike, Fleetwood. And he was like, he doesn't finish. And Fleetwood had a really good day today. Scotty is still on the course as we speak. But, Mike, he is in control of this right now.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood, man, shoots a 63 after yesterday's 64, so 13-under in the clubhouse. Scottie Scheffler's been grinding today, as you said to me off the air, struggling with his putter. But Cameron Young at 11-under, and the Georgia Bulldog, it's kind of a mixed bag for some of the dogs today as well with the putter. Rory at 7-under. I'm looking here. Russell Henley is at 11-under, so just two strokes back. But, yeah, for those who don't know, Tommy Fleetwood's the guy with the great hair and the beard from the UK who just, you know, he's like Goose in Top Gun. You know, you just know something bad is going to happen at some point. And it'd be great because if he does stay clutch for another two rounds, $10 million payday.
And if you're rooting for anybody, this would be a guy that's been very close. He's been so close.
Look, I got no skin in this game. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood, I've always had him in those Calcuttas that I play because he's always good for a top 10, but you just know he's never going to bring home the bacon. So if you're looking for a sympathetic figure, because even as Becky said, my wife goes, he's got such sad eyes. He does.
Puppy eyes.
I would go with, Tommy Fleetwood, if I got no skin in the game, I'm pulling for the guy on Sunday.
Yeah, look, I just know he had been playing well coming into this tournament, and there are a lot of people saying he's close, man. He's this close. And then he plays well 2 days in a row and now finds himself atop the leaderboard. We'll see how things shake out. Tomorrow should be interesting, and obviously the final round. Just give me drama. That's what I'm looking for. I hope it's all tied up, four or five guys at the top, Mike, and somebody's got to, you know, finish this thing and show that they are that man. And maybe it's Scottie Scheffler again, because he's been on fire. As we move through the day, guys, we'll get you caught up and keep you updated on what's going on as they are about to finish up, to be honest with you, here in the next 30 or 40 minutes or so out there at East Lake. Mike, final preseason game tonight. Starters, not really. We know this against Dallas, and you'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight, starting at 8, a pregame actually at 6 when Mike and I get done. But this is really about getting to the 53-man roster, the practice squad, and then shoring up whatever question marks you have with some of these positions. Like, for example, does Elijah Wilkinson play tonight? I think he has to.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see him feel some confidence at the right time. The problem is it's not going to be the guy he's going to be playing with come Sunday week one. That's obviously going to be Chris Lindstrom to his left on the right side of the line. But, yeah, I think he's got to maybe show that he can continue to, I guess, evolve. As after yesterday's show where we kind of played good versus evil, positive versus negative, you know, I'd love to know what the plan is. First things first, we have to confirm that we're going to lose and hopefully not lose Caleb McGarry. We don't know. D-Led yesterday thinks the info is going to drop tonight after the press conference with Coach Raw. But you got to have a plan, because if you don't see it from Wilkinson, for instance, tonight, and if they're looking for it, right, from the front office, then you got to go shopping, right?
You do. And look, for just the sake of where we're at right now, he is your most experienced backup. He gives you the best opportunity to move into week one, maybe week two, depending on this McGarry news, and you feel comfortable. I'm not telling you it's the best option, because there may be another option out there. But on your team right now, he's got more experience than Jack Nelson, the kid we drafted in the 7th round out of Wisconsin. I think he's better than the other two tackles we have currently on the roster, Mike, and Brandon Parker and Jordan Williams, which are other guys that are here and have been playing. You guys probably didn't even recognize these guys because you didn't know who to look for. The point is, Wilkinson, Mike, with all that playing time and 45 starts, I think is their best option. I'm not saying he's the best player, because, again, you could go get somebody else that may have, you know, fit this offense better, or may even have more experience than Elijah Wilkinson. But that is a wait and see until cut day, which is, by the way, 4 o'clock Tuesday.
Yep, and that's going to be interesting, because we've got more depth, as we said, on the defensive side. The depth we don't have is where we need it right now, and that would be in the positions you just talked about. Curious to see how the secondary battle plays out, how they're going to, you know, are they going to cut loose on a guy like D. Alford? Are they still confident in his skills? You know, what's going to happen to, you know, some of the wide receivers, knowing that, you know, maybe we don't have Darnell Mooney ready to go in week one? Is that buy some more time? Does Chris Blair make the starting roster? You know, or is it going to be, you know, we've talked about Casey Washington, who really kind of showed out at times in camp and in the games. So we will look at the roster. I know tonight it's just not compelling. It is what the NFL is. D-Led kind of took a shot, if you will, at the Falcons by saying, with Flacco out there starting tonight for the Browns, only 9 teams haven't had their starting quarterback, but their perceived starting quarterback in preseason.
Yeah, look, I figured that D would do this.
I'm a rabble rouser, but I'm stirring it up, Carl Mike.
I know he is, but I will say this. Where are you at right now? Do you want to see Penix at this point?
No,
or are you over?
No, because you got to put the front, you got to put the starting offensive line out there. And as we just said, we don't have a right tackle you're feeling warm and fuzzy about just yet, aside from what Wilkinson may or may not do tonight. So, no, the die was cast once you had these injuries.
I agree. And after week one, when he didn't play any snaps, I had no confidence that Raw was going to put him out there in week two. And he's been upfront and honest with us about that, by the way. As soon as practice started, the week one of the preseason, he's like, look, guy's not playing. He told us. The Cousins things was kind of up in the air at that point, but he's like, maybe we'll talk to Kirk. Didn't happen. Week two, it didn't happen. There's no way in hell he's playing tonight.
Right.
So we already know where this is going. And I get what D is saying. It has been frustrating over these last 4 weeks, Mike, to see teams talk about their quarterbacks and actually play their quarterbacks. Teams that have a quarterback competition. Look, I don't think the Saints are going to be any good. I told you guys that way back when. But they do have a competition that's going on. And if Spencer Rattler is going to be their starter, they got to figure that out. So both guys ultimately are going to play. But we're not in that position. This is not a competition. We're just trying to get to the regular season healthy. That is the key for us.
Right. But again, we don't know exactly what's up with Darnell Mooney. We've had to kind of, you know, look for, you know, I guess read between the lines, look for statements like Michael Penix a couple of weeks back where he said he thinks he'll be fine with his recovery. What do you mean recovery? As in there was a surgery to recover from? Or just an injury you're dealing with? For those who don't remember, like the first day they're in pads, Mooney falls right in front of us going for a contested football. Wham! Lands funny. Turns out to be an upper body issue. It turns out to be a shoulder. But look, Mooney is still WR2, as I said yesterday. I don't think that's anything to sneeze at, you know, as you're trying to build that chemistry. Unfortunately, for Penix Jr., to get more juice with him, didn't really happen. We saw the chemistry with Drake. It looks great. We saw it with Ray Ray to a degree, and with Casey.
What are you expecting tonight? I'm not expecting a whole lot, just plain and simple. And look, Lenny's going to kick tonight from what we're hearing. And, you know, obviously, Koo's going to get a night off. He kicked in that second game. Fine. But some of these things that we need to figure out, no Jalen, no JPJ, that's James Pierce Jr., that's fine. Like, I'm perfectly okay with what I've seen from James Pierce. The Jalen Walker conversation, we've had it. You know where I stand on that, Mike. I need to see more, but that's not going to happen in this preseason game.
Right.
So there's no reason for me to get in the tizzy. I need to wait and see to week one, and then we can evaluate whether he, you know, all this stuff matters or if it doesn't. And as I said, Mike, here's where I'm at. If he shows up week one, then all of this other stuff about him missing time did not matter.
No, we can look. We just told you what we saw and what we didn't see. And we didn't see Jalen Walker out there very much because he was dealing with nagging injuries. You know, a hamstring sort of became a groin, as Carl says. Doesn't mean he's not going to be great. We already had guys, "Oh, you're banging on Walker." No, I'm just telling you. Just can't tell you about Jalen Walker because I hadn't seen him out there with the first team very much. You know, other than maybe some walkthroughs. But that, to Carl's point, doesn't mean he's resting, he's getting treatment, and he'll be good to go. You know, so I'm excited about seeing what he can be. Divine Diablo, we didn't know much about him. If you're a big Raiders fan, maybe you knew. He looks pretty good. Ebba Cady seems like he's taking advantage of having some better talent around him to maybe draw some pressure away. We know that Leonard Floyd is an OG. We had that interview with him. Leonard Floyd looks just like you'd expect Leonard Floyd to be. He's ready to rock.
He is ready. Are you ready? 404-726-0929. I tell you what I'm ready for. I'm ready for the regular season. But we got to wait. And what's interesting is over the next week or so with our injury situation, the Falcons have to be active, Mike. I don't think they can sit back. If they do, guys, they're telling us they have full confidence in Elijah Wilkinson. If they don't do Jack, that's what they're sitting there telling us. And hopefully that means, Mike, that this injury is not going to last all season long. But we don't even know that yet. So this is kind of a wait and see, and then see where the team goes with a potential move or two.
Right. I don't think a guy who's kind of a journeyman like Brandon Parker, who was a third-round pick at NCAA back in the day. He's 29. I mean, size-wise, we've talked about it. He looks like a mountain of a man. I mean, 6'8", he goes over 320, but he just gets pushed around too much for a guy that size. So the technique, this is something, if you missed the conversation yesterday, we spoke with an elite offensive lineman. We'll play some audio from that interview yesterday from Willie Anderson.
He was really good.
Who's really gave you the, you know, because again, it sounds simple, right? Well, you play the left side, don't play the right side. Well, the footwork is different. Your lead foot, how you get, you know, pressure, how you have to anticipate the edge rusher coming at you. Sounds easy. Not easy. But Brandon Parker, if he was that good with that size, he'd already be established. So that's a guy. If you want to watch tonight, he's number 75. Maybe he shows out a little bit and, I don't know, earns a little confidence from this team. But he's not going to be starting anytime soon.
No. And look, to your point, like, he's in the league, Mike, because of his size. Like, you can't teach that, right? But you can have a guy around that it's a big space taker, and you say, okay, well, let me see what this guy can do. We'll talk plenty about tonight's matchup. Again, Cowboys, Falcons, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock. The pregame show starts here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and you'll get all the input as we count down to the regular season. But bottom line, and even tonight, Easton Stick, guys, that's who your starter's going to be. He's going to play a majority of the game. And, you know, for him, I see him as the third quarterback. That's where Easton Stick is. So he's going to get a majority of the snaps tonight.
Well, I mean, you want to see him continue to look pretty good. I mean, he's had some good and some bad and some ugly. But I thought more good than bad, I should say. And, you know, there's times where, again, he's with the second-team offense. So sometimes the pocket isn't pristine. They really struggled in that first half against the Titans. We talked about that. But this is a guy that has been a starter in the NFL. He was playing with the Chargers. Chargers did not have a lot of talent at the skill position. They had to address that in the offseason. But this is a guy that did back up Justin Herbert, so he does have that experience. So if you do find a trade partner, if there's another big injury, which, you know, nowadays, I mean, I'd say I give even money that a quarterback goes down between now and the trade deadline. So if Kirk Cousins goes, I don't think you store this guy on the practice squad because someone can grab him, Carl. I think you just have three quarterbacks on the roster.
I'm with you. That's kind of where I would be. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Having a lot of fun, and certainly we got a lot more to get to. We'll tell you the latest on the Tour Championship as it continues today. This is where we were supposed to be. And again, because of the threat of of weather. Plans change, so we're back in studio today.
And it sucks. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Nothing against, you know, seeing Orin face to face. What's up, Ho? And it just, you know, yesterday was great. And today, Friday, it's off the chain. I mean, it's just fun and shenanigans. So we pivot because obviously, you know, it's not fun to get, you know, hit by lightning. So they are expecting the funky showers, although I'm waiting to see this funky weather materialize, my man.
Well, yesterday on the way home, I will tell you, I got hit. I don't know if you guys did with that rain. And I was like, maybe I should pull over. And I never think that. I'm like, I can't see. My wipers are going, wink, 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 wink. I'm like, maybe I should pull over. And then literally everybody's going 10 miles per hour. And then flash flooding the streets. Right? Or I'm going, oh, I might get stuck. Luckily, I made my way out of that, but it was bad yesterday.
Yeah, I apologize to some of the folks because if you know that area, which again, it's just amazing how that zip code has just popped and everybody has bought in. You've got a lot of folks who park on both sides of the street and it's a two-way street and it's a really tight squeeze. I came up on an intersection trying to get over to Memorial and then get over on I-20, which was a blank show. But anyway, Carl, to your point, standing water, and I see a pickup truck with a lift kit. I'm like, oh, hell no. So I had to do like an 18-point turn with the guys behind me. And what is this idiot doing? Because I was in the vet, so they didn't make it. So I literally apologized, took about a minute to make that move, and it took me forever to find some streets. You're right. That flooding was insane.
It really was. So we expected similar weather this afternoon. It's yet to hit. Hope it doesn't, but it might. Either way, we're in studio, and we're hanging out with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, I gotta tell you, I'm starting to get excited about this guy. I sound like John Gruden right there. I'm excited.
I can't wait. This guy's a gunslinger. I can't wait to see this guy out there.
I'm starting to get excited about it, and I didn't think I would. Did you guys see him last night?
You fired up?
We'll tell you about it next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Tour Championship. Oh, what's going on with Scotty Scheffler? He is not atop the leaderboard as we speak. And kudos to the folks that came out, man. Early start time, people had to roll out of the bed early this morning to get down there. By the way, I just got an email from the Tour Championship. Not exclusive, but they're just letting us know so we can let you guys know. Parking, the general parking, sold out for Saturday and Sunday.
Ooh.
So if you're going down there, make plans.
There are spots where Uber can drop you off. There's also a lot of enterprising residents who've got parking.
Yep.
And for those who don't know, generally the closer you are to the clubhouse, Carl, the more expensive the parking is. If you are staying somewhere over in, you know, in the heart of Decatur, it might be $10. If you get closer to East Lake, it's going to be about $50.
Yeah. Do you think they this was a rush to judgment with the weather? Because I just saw the radar. They just put the radar up. There's no rain anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, as I said to Mike Conti, look, and I get it, once the PGA says what they, and Eastlake says they make the determination, we got to roll with it. And there's no reason for, I mean, don't get me wrong. If the bartenders were to stay for the whole show and we could just drink vodka all day and do the show 2 to 6.
But they would have left too.
Right. And then otherwise the show would be like, I think Fleetwood's going to do it. So it might go off the rails. But yeah, we have to deal with it. But you're right. This is the one I said to Carl off the air, this is the stuff that NASCAR should do. When you're in Daytona, and I know everything's set up for, you know, Fox and the broadcast, like for instance, Daytona 500, you know thunderstorms are coming in. Move that stuff to 11 o'clock or 10 a.m. and let people know, and then maybe you'll be lucky enough to get half the race in, as opposed to all the pre-race stuff, the band plays, the flyover, and then the thunderstorm hits. You know, that's where I think sometimes a lack of foresight, you know, drives me crazy.
And let's be honest, the Tour wanted to get this tournament in. They did not want to have to play all day Sunday or two rounds on Saturday. Like, so I get it, and we're in perfect position now. Like, we can get through Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's supposed to be fine, you know, small chance of rain. But, guys, in that our weather pattern right now, it's right. Like 20% every day. So, but I just looked at, they just showed the weather map, and I'm like, where is this rain you guys said that was going to be here?
But it, as we said, it is such one of our favorite sports weekends. So, again, if you're lucky enough to be out there today, and, of course, as we said, Saturday and Sunday. And, again, Tommy Fleetwood, I do think there would be some.
Give him some confidence, Mike. Pump him up. He's 13 under. He shot a 63 today.
How many people watching, the first time you watch Top Gun and you meet Goose's family and he's playing the piano, did you say, oh, this guy's a goner?
I didn't. I was like, man, I can't wait to see how this turns out.
I don't know. Maybe it's my Irish fatalism. I don't know. They just started painting. When you've got a guy like that in the story, you just know something's going
to
happen.
Too good to be true. Too good to be true.
Just like when you're watching a cop. For instance, it's like you're being the guy in the red shirt, Scott, when they beam down on Star Trek. And you're the only guy in a red shirt's going to make it is Scotty. Anybody else in a red shirt?
His
dead
girl
man.
Was too high for him. That's how you know he was going to die.
Okay, that may be true. That may be right. True. Yeah.
Great balls of fire.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, you're right about Star Trek. That's legendary. It really is. It's that one person that you have no idea that beams down. You're like, he's dead.
It's like when we had Ice Cube in studio a couple of months back, and we were joking around about it. I said, you know, you're a trailblazer in the sci-fi genre for not being the first guy killed.
He said he wrote it in the contract,
exactly.
Didn't he?
And moving forward.
That's crazy when you think about that. Like, he had the foresight to be like, yo, I'll do this part, but I'm not dying because I'm the only black guy in this movie. I'm not going to be the first one to die.
All right, real quick. To me, it still freaks me out, and I'll fast forward through it. You guys, and by the way, the statute of limitations is over for a movie that's 25 years old. Black Rain. When Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia take the prisoner they catch in New York trying to kill, or did actually murder the Yakuza and the Japanese mob. When Andy Garcia buys it with the samurai sword.
Big time.
Oh, man. Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
I mean, other than the scene where he gets separated from Michael Douglas, you're like, oh no, this is not going well.
That unpredictability is what made that movie.
You know what I'm talking about, Big
yes.
O?
Yes, Black Rain's a good movie. That's
he's
good.
Playing like basically he's playing like a bullfighter with his trench coat, and the guys are on the motorcycles. Still gives me the heebie-jeebies.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, if you have thoughts on that, you're more than welcome to hit us up. Coming up, we are going to get a chance to talk to our buddy Ross Tucker at 3 o'clock. Is that right? Ross is going to join us. Great football podcast with Ross, covers the NFL and one of our favorite guys to discuss all the things that are going on. And cut down day is going to be interesting around the league. We did see a trade today before we get to some other things. The Washington Commanders trading running back Brian Robinson to the 49ers for a 2026 6th-round pick. So he didn't play in the preseason game on Monday against Cincinnati. The relationship was over. Basically, the Commanders are like, look, our running back room is full. And Robinson had won it out, so they're going to save about $3.3 million. But, Mike, here's the deal. San Francisco, watch him go out there with Shanahan. He's going to be a backup to McCaffrey, right? But he will be used, and watch how productive he is. It's going to be amazing. Like, this is typical Shanahan stuff. He trades for a guy. Everybody goes, oh, he hadn't done anything. He's not any good anymore. And he goes out, and watch how productive he is with the 49ers.
And in case you're wondering, like, this guy, you know, he was solid. You know, he didn't rush for 1,000 yards, but you said it. He had, I think it was 70 yards for us. He had two touchdowns in that upset win against the Lions. Remember that one? But they're saying, because on their depth chart, it's Austin Eckler, but the guy who apparently is raising eyebrows and making plays at camp and in the preseason games is a guy named, and I better look it up, Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Okay.
This is a guy from the 7th round out of Arizona. And apparently, according to the Washington Post, this guy has basically made Robinson tradable and expendable because he's just been dazzling people in camp.
They call him Bill. That's his name or his nickname.
He wants to go by Bill.
Jacory, call me Bill.
Call me Bill.
Okay.
Bill Merritt. That's what he wants to be called.
So is this guy going to be a fantasy sneak up on everybody?
Shh, I'm going to draft him.
that's the low talk that nobody wants to kind of mention right now. But
all
his
right.
average draft grade is shot up very, very highly over the past week and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Second team, All Mountain West, the easy transfer. He transferred from Alabama. This guy's bounced all over the place. Alabama State, New Mexico, and then last year at Arizona.
Interesting. All right, so that deal has gone down. Why is that important for us, Falcon fans? Because what we're telling you is this is what's going to happen over the next week. Once teams get past this third preseason game, rosters get set, cut deadlines Tuesday, you're going to see more of this where guys are picked up, let go. And teams are going to adjust their rosters accordingly. That's what we're going to wait to see with the Falcons. And as I said, the message will be clear about what's going to happen at right tackle for us. More on that coming up. Our buddy Ross Tucker at 3 o'clock. Big O's behind the glass. Our executive producer is Day-Day. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
So, Scheffler, Mike, as we speak, he's on 17, but he is 6 strokes back. Fleetwood is 13 under. Henley, 12. Cameron Young, 11. Cantlay at 10 under, along with McIntyre. Scheffler is 7 under, so right now he could, let's just say, par 18 and go into tomorrow. He's still 6 strokes behind the leader.
Yeah, and we were kind of mocking, as we do, Rory's ability to close himself, other than the Masters. Rory McIlroy, 7 under. If you didn't see it, I think most folks already saw it on maybe on SportsCenter. As we were leaving the course yesterday, getting a nice escort, thanks to the nice lady who gave us the escort.
Whoa. You got dropped off, and then you got another escort.
All right, real quick, she had a 4-seater, Oren, one of those 4-seater golf carts to get us, you know, because the storms were rolling in yesterday. So there's a 2-seater. So who just says, well, I'll just ride shotgun? Him. So Dukes just jumps in. So now I'm on the back.
I'm trying to get to the bus, bro.
I'm standing on the back of this thing. You're not supposed to do that, I guess.
No, you're not.
But anyway, she's like, when we get near, you know, people that are in charge, will have to get off the back of the cart.
And she was nervous. I got to tell you guys, the whole time she's driving, she's like, they're going to fire me. I'm going to get fired for this. And Mike's like, just tell him I told you to do it.
Blame it on me. Everybody else does.
And so literally she's like, just keep your head down. You can't keep your head down. Mike's on the back of this damn cart. He's riding it like a motorcycle, right? So she's cutting through people. She finally gets to the media area and she's like, you got to get off. And so Mike gets off the cart.
So basically now I got to walk the final 150 yards, whatever. Oh, no. All of a sudden another Dukes and Bell listener shows up. What was that guy? Was it Jacory? I apologize. I butchered his name, but big listener. He's an EMS guy. He had his own golf cart. I put my thumb in. He goes, hey, man, Mike Bell. I hop right in. So the irony is Carl's walking to the bus, and I pass him in a golf cart.
I'm like, what just happened here?
So either way, we make the bus, and thanks to everybody who's such an amazing staff over to Eastlake. But, yeah, thanks for it's fun to break the rules once in a while.
Well, you tried to tell her that. All right, and back to your story, though.
No,
the entire time, that's what you kept saying.
No,
isn't it fun to break the rules? She goes, no.
But as we're coming down and we can see over to 18, that's when Rory just butchers a shot out of the sand. Ka-doing! And he Happy Gilmore is it off of the bleachers right there on the 18th. And then, of course, he makes the par putt, which is just unbelievable. Everybody went bananas.
It really was. One more to go. For Scheffler? Nope, he is done. 8 under. He birdied 69 for Scheffler. So he is, what, 5 off the lead heading into Saturday. This is going to be fun, guys.
And as we know, Scotty Scheffler can come back from 5, 4, 10. He can make it work. So this is the storyline. Can Tommy Fleetwood, who's going to be now the 36-hole leader, see it through? Because that's going to be, and it'll be all over this on NBC.
No doubt about it. Let's get to story number 2.
story number two.
Falcons take on the Cowboys tonight. Final preseason game, 8 o'clock, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear Raheem Morris. What is your preseason philosophy, Ra?
Significant people on the team that I don't need to see things from in that setting. And really, for me, it's about mitigating the injury.
Okay, and I'm fine with that, right? Let's not get injured, but play the guys you need to play. And there will be, again, some guys who are battling for positions. Right. Mike, who was the guy with the corner we signed? C.J. Henderson?
Right, who apparently had a pick off of Michael Penix Jr. 2 days ago, according to our man D-Led.
They said he's getting acclimated.
Hey, if the guy can stay healthy, the knock on him, remember, he was drafted, we talked about it, he was drafted before A.J. Terrell, and there were some reports, I think it was D or Mark Romani was telling me that he thought the Falcons might have had him actually higher than A.J. on their board as well, but now they didn't get a chance to draft him. It took A.J., the rest is history. But if this guy can keep it together and stay healthy, it's a nice piece. He's an athletic piece. Just hasn't been able to keep it together.
Meanwhile, guys, other preseason games last night. Mike, Jackson Dart has impressed me. He's impressed me this preseason. Guys, he's had a really good preseason for the Giants. Tommy DeVito played last night. Tommy DeVito. Oh! He was 17-20, 198 yards. Jameis played. But Jackson Dart threw another touchdown last night. Giants, they drubbed the Patriots, 42-10. Who cares? It's preseason. But, Mike, what I've seen from him, why are they not going to start him?
Well, I think, and I heard Andy Randy talking about it today from East Lake, and I'd agree that I think that Brian Daboll is going to go to – you're going to see Jackson Dart out there sooner than later. This is going to be one of those where the New York media and the fan base will be like, hey, we all know Russell's legacy, but we want to get things turned the page.
Let's go.
Let's get this young man the thing that matters most, which is real live reps. So it'll be one of those maybe, and if Russell's – even if Russell doesn't struggle, maybe he's just average, they pull the trigger for Jackson Dart. Jameis, I think, is going to make it, and DeVito, who's everybody's fave, will probably be jettisoned.
Totally agree. Steelers win over the Carolina Panthers last night, 19-10. Bryce Young did not play in that game. So we got more preseason football tonight. By the way, Braves Mets tonight, Mike, Joey Wentz. Braves have won 12 of their last 14 games.
Yeah, no Spencer Strider, mental health break, shutting him down. A lot of fans said, look, we can sweep. We sweep the Mets, and we can make the wild card. All right. By the way, as we go to break, talk to me, Goose. Talk to me.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I start these shows, and then it may be 6 months before I finish because I got like 8 shows going on. But today, right. We talked about the Cowboys doc on Netflix. And it is fascinating because they talk to everybody. By the way, I totally forgot how crazy Charles Haley was. Holy cow.
You know, he used to pull his privates out in film study.
They talk about it.
That's a bit much.
And literally, Charles Haley in the doc, he says, 95% of what they say is true, which made me laugh. But I started this. And it gives you a sense, if you guys want to watch it, again, you don't have to be a Cowboy fan. It takes you back to the 90s Cowboys, how Jimmy took this thing over, the vision, what they did. They talked to everybody, at least the first two episodes that I've seen. I know Deion's coming because they haven't traded for him yet, but it's down the road. But the story's like, wow. And my point is, from the jump, and I was saying this to Mike because I was in Dallas for a time, Jerry has always had this drama, even when they weren't any good. Right, and even in the years they haven't been good, which has been a long time, when you talk about going back to a Super Bowl, there's always this drama. And tonight our Falcons play the Cowboys in the final preseason game. Now, they came here last year. We beat them up. Dak got hurt. We know that was fun. But Mike and I were having this conversation, and this is interesting, Atlanta, because when you talk about Jerry Jones, and we're going to let you hear what he had to say, the latest about Micah Parsons, this thing's not going anywhere, it doesn't seem. But, Mike, we don't have an owner. And is it good or bad? Because we don't have an owner in Arthur Blank. He does speak to us, and when I say us, I'm not just talking to Mike and I, to the fan base, when it's appropriate. But he doesn't go out of his way to create this drama and create situations that make it even harder for his coaching staff. It doesn't matter who's coaching the team, all right? He did this with Parcells. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And he makes it more difficult for anybody in the organization to kind of maneuver and have this sense of power except for Jerry. And I said to Mike, man, it is nice to not have this drama. Now, it's good if you're in Dallas on the radio, but every day, Mike, you're talking about an owner saying something out of pocket.
And as we said, every time one of your big money players who you drafted and is a star, you alienate him. And you go through, and again, we talked about it. You could go all through the history of Jerry's stewardship. Emmitt Smith sits out first two games of the season. They're last of the Jimmy Johnson Super Bowls.
That's in the doc, by the way. It's great.
And
it's
I remember that Monday Night Football game and Frank Gifford. And one player not here, Emmitt Smith.
That's right.
And they showed Jerry in the box. And it, of course, and then he eventually hit. It was a game of chicken. And Jerry blinked because you got to have Emmitt out there. It's the big three. You know, we try and to play Mecca. So I've seen this happen before. We've talked about it. You know, Des Bryant went through it. He went through it with everybody who's come through, and now he's doing it with Micah Parsons. You know, and everything, it's so funny about Jerry, Jimmy Johnson, they have a falling out, of course, because the egos aren't big enough, and Jimmy was the architect. So who does he go to get the team as a head coach? The guy he knows is going to tick off Jimmy Johnson more than anything, and that's Barry Switzer. Because, and by the way, I mean, a cigar store Indian could have coached that team to a Super Bowl. It was basically coming down to the 49ers versus Dallas for like 5 years. So, but Switzer gets that ring. And you know that still, Jimmy Mill never admitted it eats at him.
Yeah.
And mission accomplished by Jerry just to stick it to him. And I think if Jimmy stays there, they win 5 championships.
No doubt.
I think the Cowboys win 5 rings under Jimmy.
No doubt. Here's what's funny about that Emmitt holdout. And Emmitt describes, because they talk to him, the big three, they're on this obviously throughout, but he says, when you think about it, 4 years, he wanted 4 years, Mike, $13 million. You think about that contract now. Now, again, this is 93. But he wanted 4 years, $13 million. And Jerry was like, that's quarterback money. Back then, you're like, what? That's quarterback money.
I wanted to watch it last night. You know, if you ever have this, I know Day-Day goes through this every night in his house. You want to watch something, the wife goes, I don't want to watch that. Oh, okay, yeah. I'll have to just wait till she falls asleep on the couch. Yeah. So we watch something else. And then, of course,
was it any good?
Well, I'll tell you about it in Guy Talk.
Okay.
I found it. By the way, I think Day Day and Oren will love this. If you haven't already seen it, stay tuned for that coming up. But no, so as soon as I go, what about the Cowboy? I don't want to watch that. And then five minutes later,
gone.
Never mind. Yeah. But anyway, I can't wait. Going to watch that tonight.
It's good. And by the way, I don't know how many episodes. Like I said, I think I got to two, but it may be eight episodes. It's intense. Let's hear Jerry Jones. And again, we're playing the Cowboys tonight. For all the conversation about what our team hasn't been, we haven't been to playoffs for 7 years. Guys, this is a team that every year is expected to go to Super Bowl. I'm talking about them. And they haven't been in 30 years. And you start talking about an NFC championship game, they don't know what that is anymore. Like, we recently have been in more NFC championship games than the Cowboys have. So here's Jerry talking about the negotiation situation with Micah Parsons, saying that they had agreed to a contract when it was just him and Micah talking.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. My job is managing the check. Mike has got to do the playing. What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent? He works for Micah. He's not the principal here in any way. They're in here to make their percentage.
Mm-hmm. David Mulligata is his agent, one of the best in the business, and they are at an impasse as well because it came out today, apparently. That's Jerry. I think he was talking with Michael Irvin on the podcast or whatever, but Jerry said basically that David, the agent, told him to stick it up his butt when he called and was talking about these numbers. And so, you know, look, I don't know. It's he said, she said right now, but it just doesn't feel like this is going anywhere. And, like, we're there tonight, Falcons, you know, Cowboys, in a meaningless game. Right, it's preseason. This doesn't count during the season. Last year, when it mattered in the NFC, we were able to beat them at home. And you know, Jerry was talking about Micah and these negotiations. Listen, this is Jerry on this whole thing.
We wanted to send the details to the agent. The agent told us to up our ass. Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. We had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother, because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, we've got this deal resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys. We've got it done, and if the agent wants to finish up the detail, which is should, and we're ready to go. But as far as the amount of money, the years, the guarantees, all of that, we negotiate.
Again, it's a good problem to have. You got one of the best players in the league. Pay the man. Stop monkeying around. You're going to have to at some point figure out if Dak Prescott at age 32 you believe he can win a championship because he's eaten up 18% of your cap.
Yeah.
It's the same situation the Falcons found themselves in. You know, and some of that, as we said, we talked about Julio's demands kind of created more problems for the capologists up at Flowery Branch. Pay the bills, Carl, like we did. Kick that can down the road. But you got to win a Super Bowl the next 3 years. Can you do that with your team? Diggs is getting paid. CeeDee Lamb is getting paid. Now, CeeDee Lamb is making $15 million this year. Diggs making $12 million. Right now, Parsons, because of where he's at with his option, $24 million.
Yeah, and look, Jerry's not lying about him being under contract. That part is true. But we also know that guys of lesser value, right, who've done less in this league, who have not been all pro multiple years, have gotten deals done before their contract was up. So, yes, he's not lying about that. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let me ask you this, and then I'm going to let you hear. Stephen A. apparently did a one-on-one with Jerry Jones as we're talking about Cowboys-Falcons. This is just a tie-in, guys, as we talk about our ownership groups. Mike, we've never had an owner that was as outspoken. I don't know if anybody does in Jerry. But look at our ownership groups, guys. Arthur Blank, you love him, right? You may not think he does enough, and I don't know who thinks that because he's done so much for these teams that he's owned in this city. Mike the Hawks and Tony Ressler only speaks when he needs to, never really in front of the media. And you have for years, we've talked about the Braves ownership.
They are a nameless, faceless corporation. That's why guys like, what's your meaning for Terry McGurk? He's the only guy I can pick on because he's running point for those cheapskates that are Liberty Media who are the primary shareholders of Braves Holdings. So you're right. The only time Arthur stubbed his toe would have been the Julio for life thing, which, you know, other owners, I think in hindsight, Arthur would have probably said, nah, you know, and that's a great debate. I know Julio fans will say he was always worth it, but he never really played a full season after you gave him that contract extension, and then the rest is history. And it did create that cap situation we just referred to. Would he have pushed Mike Vick around in a wheelchair when he blew out his ankle in 2003 again? I don't know. I'm sure there were some owners that probably raised some eyebrows, but that's the kind of relationship Arthur had with Mike, which was funny because when you know all the stuff went down, guys made it sound like Arthur stabbed him in the back. No, Arthur loved this kid, loved him. Mike's talked about it,
yeah.
How bad he let him down. So, but that's it. And those, like, I think those are two things that, you know, pale in all the things you talked about with Jerry.
Yeah, and by the way, like, remember where he came from. We're talking about most of these guys being business owners, right? Businessmen,
right.
Multi-billionaires, and then they get into this. And Mike, it's kind of like Jerry last in this documentary. And this is what you're going to take from this doc. Jerry, from the time he can remember, talks about wanting to be an owner. Didn't know how he was going to do it. Didn't know how he was going to get the money. But the point is, you know, we talk about fanboys. He played football at Arkansas, but he always wanted to be around it. And once you get that opportunity, and he does, now it's his thing. And you kind of just, Mike, you make these mistakes. Arthur Blank wouldn't do that again at this point in ownership that he did in year one, two, or three, or six.
Right. It just, to me, look, what's the difference between Arthur and Jerry? He hired Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson built an unbelievable team, pulled off one of the greatest trades in NFL history, the Herschel Walker trade with the Vikings,
right.
Which brought you players and draft picks, and that was basically the bedrock that thing was built on. So it was so well built that even Barry Switzer couldn't screw it up. So you look at it, and then Jerry's ego got involved. And I think over the years of his stewardship, he's had some good things. He's drafted some good offensive line. He's also made some ridiculously terrible trades for wide receivers.
Yes.
You know, he's done some really goofy stuff. I think where Jerry really went south is how long he sticks and holds on to terrible coaches, mediocre coaches like Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy. You know, I mean, think about some of the guys he's had in there. I mean, you go back and look at the list of Cowboys coaches. Who is especially Dave Campo?
Dave Campo.
I mean, these are horrible decisions. It's like having what the Jets do with their head coaches.
Okay, so in comparison, though, as we talk about our owners, and again, Falcons, Cowboys tonight, preseason. Our owner has in turn held on to guys a little bit longer.
We say it all the time. Now, some would say it's a good trait to have unless you're in business. Maybe you need to be more ruthless in business. Arthur Blank is loyal to a fault.
To a fault. Here's Stephen A. with Jerry Jones. This is a one-on-one apparently he's done for his podcast. This came out today. Let's hear this as we're talking about the owners.
How do you view Micah Parsons? I know you think he's a great player and very, very important. I consider him the face of the franchise. What do you say to that?
I'm glad that you recognize that. We got him for 3 years, no matter what.
He's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Somebody comes along with a couple of Pro Bowlers and a couple of first-round picks, Jerry. What you going to do?
Here, no. I don't got this thing static coming in here somewhere. I'm getting overrun here.
I'm just asking. I want to make sure that nobody has to worry about Micah Parsons going anywhere because that's how much you value him.
Just know this. I'm so proud since you think that much of him.
Yes.
Please say it often because we do have him.
Hmm. What he means is they got the club option. That was this year. And then you've got the franchise tag. You can do it twice.
That's right.
The old member Kirk Cousins got the Redskins franchise tagged him twice. But again, so now you're paying the average of the top five at the position, which come hell or high water, Jerry, you're paying through your nose.
You are.
So structure it. Bonuses, I mean, guaranteed money, which Jerry... See, that's the thing. Jerry is the richest owner. I mean, there's owners like, you know, Stan Kroenke who's got more money, but no one has done more with the Cowboys, Carl, the star, the real estate, everything, the stadium. It's the team that's got more value than any other. Forbes does the valuations every year. Why do you throw nickels around like manhole covers when it comes time to pay your guy? It makes no sense. Other than you just hate to pay the money. That's to me, that's it. You don't need Sigmund Freud to figure this out. He just hates to give up that money.
Mike, I think it's control. I just feel like that. What we heard there is like, yep. You know, we got him. He's not going anywhere. And I will decide. I will be the final factor. It's right. All this control stuff.
And if you're a Cowboy fan, like, look, for the Falcons, you had 7 years we haven't made the playoffs. And it better change this year. I don't know what's worse. The Cowboys, you know, they got that humiliating loss to the Packers 2 years ago. But knowing you've got all these resources, all those things, and then you still can't find a Super Bowl. Knowing you've got, you know, all this, you've got a great corner. You got a great wide receiver. You got a great edge rusher. We can debate what you think of Dak, but you've still got a top 10 quarterback by all stats, right?
You do.
But yet you still can't, and you, as a Cowboy fan, you feel hopeless. Like you're never going to win a Super Bowl until Jerry Jones passes away.
I like our ownership situation. I'll tell you that. Compared to that, it feels like it's a mess. 365 days a year. What am I saying? It is a mess. Hey, man, Falcons, Cowboys tonight, 8 o'clock. We've got the final preseason game for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. Ross Tucker's going to join us. Ross Tucker Podcast. He does a great job, calls NFL games as well. We'll get his thoughts as we go around the league next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.